Right, you're listening to Johnny Hero here on U105. Special guest today, Duke Special. How you doing, sir?
Hello. Yeah, good, thanks.
And you got the boys with you?
Yeah, I've got a bit of moral support in the background here.
Oscar and Shay. School started back? Yeah.
For one of them.
Yeah, for one of same in my house. One started back and the other one is in gloat mode. I'm sitting playing my iPod and you're going to school, that kind of thing. So how do you juggle it? You know, the family life? Because you do work a lot.
Yeah, it's interesting. The good thing is, I suppose, when I'm you go away and play shows and then you come back and you can't be around. So it's just a different way of dividing up the time as opposed to 9 to 5 and then the evenings or something. You know?
Yeah. What do they think about what you do? Don't know whether I should ask them or not.
they come to some festivals and we're just back from Inishbofin Island. We were down there, they came with me, so it was kind of cool.
Yeah, because I could picture the conversations in school. What does your daddy do? Oh, he works in an office. My daddy's, you know, traffic warden, builder, bricky, whatever. Oh, my daddy's a singer, you know. And well, it still doesn't describe you, you know.
Oh, my eldest boy, when he was in primary school, they had that conversation, and he told the teacher his daddy was a magician. And he just got slightly confused with musician, but...
Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, and so the boys go to see you?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes. I'm just wondering if you get the same kind of, well, moral support that I get. Because when my kids are asked, do you listen to your daddy? No, he's rubbish. You know, that's the kind of kids don't get what you do sometimes, you know. But these guys seem positive enough about what you're doing. So you have a couple of gigs coming up. You're playing at the Harvest Festival.
Yeah, it's on Saturday in Grey Abbey. And Villagers are headlining here. Brilliant band, I think, one of the best bands in Ireland.
Yes, and proud owners of an Ivor Novello Award. Right.
We've got Hazy Dixie.
Brilliant.
Doing bluegrass covers of AC/DC, Motorhead and others, I believe.
Yeah. Have you heard them before?
No, just I've heard recordings.
Good. Yeah.
And then lots of acts from Northern Ireland as well, Farriers, Garth Unlop and so on. So, I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, when you play a festival, I mean, what kind of slot do you get? I'm talking about time-wise.
It really varies. Generally, festivals, you get an hour. It's an hour and a half. I've just come back from playing a festival with an orchestra in Cheltenham, so that was an hour and a half. And so every festival is different, depending where you are on the bill and all the rest of it. So.
Yeah, I suppose if you have an hour and a half, then you can really take your time and put out a good set and put the sort of maybe some of the slow tempo stuff in, you know, you can build, but... Yeah. I suppose if it's a shorter set, do you aim to go out and sort of really get the up-tempo stuff and get it rocking kind of thing?
This Saturday I'm playing with a couple of the guys, ex-General Fiasco and Pete Rams, Pucker Radios and Drums for me. So I guess we're going out to try and rock it a bit this time. So
yeah. Do you agonise over set lists or is it just, I'll just play whatever we feel like?
I kind of deliberately make it different every time and whether it's different lineup or a different set list, which is nice for the audience. It's nice for me. It keeps it fresh, but it's a bit of a nightmare for rehearsing. And sometimes just when you get into the flow of it, there's a different lineup and it's like,
I'd love to do this, but them two don't know it.
Yeah, exactly. That happens sometimes, but it definitely keeps it really fresh for me and different every time kind of thing. So it's good.
I remember speaking to you, I think it was a couple of years ago, and you were doing, it was to do with the photographer, Alfred Stieglitz.
That's right.
And did you do that in New York?
Yeah, it was commissioned by the Met Museum in New York to write songs based on these old photographs and performed it over there with a quartet and then recorded an album with the RT Concert Orchestra. And I'm actually reprising that show with the Arco Quartet early September in the Empire Music Hall. And we're going to do the album in its entirety plus a few other songs that I have with the quartet. So,
when you know you're going to be recording with an orchestra, do you write differently?
I just write the song. I write songs. So, and then Michael Keeney actually scored for orchestra. So, but we talk about what kind of feel it should have and what would be some of the influences in this and I suppose most songs that I write of are pretty melodic and I love orchestration just because of the harmonies that suddenly emerge from a song. But For me, it's always about the lyric and the melody. So,
because a lot of your stuff works, because when it is stripped down and it can be just you and one instrument, yeah, you know, yeah, piano generally, it's you sound vulnerable almost, you know, and it really sort of it tugs at you in a musical way, and then you hear the stuff with the full blown orchestra, and it's like, whoa, that's really powerful, you know.
Well, it's good to take people by surprise, you know.
Yeah, but you know, when I heard it, one of the things we just played a snippet of, and I thought right away, the first couple of bars, that's totally different from what, you know, I would associate you with.
Yeah, like I guess it's that thing when people hear you in one certain guise, they take it. That's the way you always do it. But I've played a lot of shows now with orchestras and. I'm with all different kinds of bands, so I kind of wish there was a night where I could do everything and everyone could see it at once, but that's part of the
You did a run in the Empire, wasn't it? Three nights? We did essentially three different shows.
Five nights. So that's part of what I'm doing this year, is every other month I'm doing it with a different theme. So last time I was with General Fiasco, the next one's with String Quartet, and then the next one I'm doing a night of the Songs of Harry Nilsson.
Yeah.
So that's going to be in October.
And for those who don't know, I mean, people will know Harry Nilsson from The Big Number One, Without You, right, that he didn't write, but his own stuff was terrific. And he famously sort of knocked around with, he was John Lennon's best mate and all for a while, running around New York, and they were writing all kinds of
stuff. Yeah, they called him the American Beatle. And, he's got amazing songwriter and an amazing singer as well. So it's going to be a night showcasing his material and songs that he made famous, as you say, Without You and Everybody's Talking, songs like that.
So. Yeah. When you were knocking around, because I first saw you, you were in Bully, wasn't that one of the bands?
Yeah, I've been through various.
I know you were in loads of bands, like we all did. We all played in bands, but did you have this target in your head? I'm in the band now, but I know what I'm going to do. I mean, I'm going to be a solo artist.
No, I think it's just that thing where you keep trying stuff and then it doesn't work and you try something else. And I was kind of, I knew I hadn't finished with stuff and started making some demos and recording, and it felt the most honest and natural thing that I'd ever done, really. And so put the name to that and released it as a, just actually sold it at gigs. It wasn't on any label or anything. And yeah, I just began to kind of plow that furrow. But it's more just it was then I think I realized that this is for life for me. You know, it's not a passing phase. This is what I want to do till the day I drop. You know,
I mean, obviously over the years you have appealed to an audience far outside Northern Ireland. I mean, you do have fans all over the world. Did it make you consider the accent that you sing in?
Not really,
because I think listening to your songs, you can tell you're from Belfast, which is for, you know, credit to you.
Well, you can if you're from Ireland, the UK, but it like the further afield you go, they just think you're singing in English.
Yeah,
so it doesn't really. Have the same nuances, don't seem to be picked up on so much.
I'm just wondering, did you ever feel under pressure to sing in that sort of, you know, that kind of rock and roll accent, the pseudo-American thing that most people do?
Yeah, no, not really. Kind of, I generally stick my heels in if that happened anyway. So
yeah, I'm just wondering, did you ever have a producer saying to you, hey boy?
Oh,
you know?
Well, when I was about 18 I did, and so that was kind of my backlash has been to refuse to do that.
Yeah, no, it was a thing that struck me, because there's yourself, Brian Houston, Juliet Turner, I suppose in some songs, Gary Lightbody, and you can hear, you can tell the Northern Ireland accent there, you know. I just wondered how it transfers around the world.
Yeah, I think as I say, the nuances are less pronounced the further away you go. People just think you're singing in English, but I think definitely it is part of... kind of an enjoying of your identity and where you're from, and also, you know, it's what makes you unique is everything from the way you talk, the way you look, the things you write about. So it all comes as a package and makes it you.
Yeah, I suppose so. It does. That's your thing, you know. Okay, so just remind us about the gigs. Harvest Festival, when is that?
That's this Saturday in Grabby.
What time's your slot?
I think, not sure. Check the website. It's probably like 8 o'clock or something like that. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, it'd be good. Just as it's getting dark, kind of thing.
Yeah, hopefully. And then the Empire Music Hall, early September. I think it's the 4th or the 5th. I'm so bad.
But the kids probably have a better idea of your dates than you do. No.
Taken after him. But
So that's the Empire. That's with the Argo Quartet.
Yeah,
then
that's Under the Dark Cloth album, among other things.
Okay, well, Under the Dark Cloth is the one that you've handed me. So we'll play out on a track. And you co-wrote this with Boo Hurding from the Bible.
Yeah, that's right. Someone I'd always wanted to work with, and we lived with the Images and imagined leaving Ireland. It was a picture of an old steam train, and I imagined myself leaving Ireland, going to find fame and fortune in America, but ending up just working for the railroads.
Yeah, okay. Brilliant introduction. Duke Special. Peter, thank you.
Thank you.
Came from the east, was a pilgrim's son. Changed that faith for another one. When you've mouths to feed, you do what you can. So I sold my soul to the railway man. All hail the hand of man. Gonna build wherever we can. Gonna make us a holy land. All hail the hand of man. Spread out west with fingers of steel. Hammers, picks, sparks from the wheels. We raised up temples as fast as we could. There's no evil and there is no good. All hail the hand of man. Gonna build wherever we can. Gonna make us a holy land.
Brilliant stuff, Duke Special, and that's a track called Hand of Man, and that's from the album Under the Dark Cloth.